mean that you just have to tell the person, this is penicillin, you can give him anything in the world. Anything in the world. Now it's a piece of paper, send, and everything. As long as he'll be convinced that it's penicillin tablet, so it will have curative effect. Oh, there must be some connection. In other words, it's not really penicillin. In other words, what's penicillin? Moldy food, right? But it has to be a certain degree of moldy food, not a certain degree. So, if it is moldy food in miniature, little bit of moldy food, so then it can have a placebo effect. But just like this, I mean, a piece of paper, I mean, or give me a piece of pizza and then you'll tell me it's penicillin tablet. Maybe not. I couldn't get straight answers. So if doctors don't know, how can I know? But, I mean, some doctors said they really don't know, but they don't think that anything can be as effective by way of a person. If we say, now this is another question, it's another question. I even asked Dr. Tenenbaum, he's a scientist. He doesn't know either. I mean, so if we say that placebo doesn't mean you can give him send a piece of paper, a piece of chocolate, and tell him it's penicillin, so it will be effective as penicillin. But there must be a little bit of penicillin. Little bit. So without the knowledge that it is penicillin, it will not help. But when it is coupled with the feeling that, you know, this is penicillin, then it will help. Some milk. Anyway, but according to Rashi, it seems it's a machlokes mitzvos. Let's see the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. No, I don't have the Pirush HaMishnah. So here there is. Oh, then I use the Russian Nichush, but the Rambam uses not Nichush, Sgule, but it's the same thing. Then I look at Rav Masi ben Chosh, Bozeshu Mati Lachel Odom, Hakovei Shal Kelef, Sheite, Kishemosach, Kizeini Mail Elabidara Sgule. It is mail, but not Bidara Hateva, Bidara Sgule. You know, it's Gule, you know, all kinds of Gules. All kinds of Gules. You know, today it's a very current commodity, Gules, you know. I mean, some Kabbalim in Israel, so they give a certain kind of a bottle of water, and it's good for this and for that, all kinds of things. So Sgula means Nagda Hatar. What is Sgula? What is Sgula? It's placebo. Scientists don't know how to explain placebo. So the gift theory is now on the basis of thalamus. It gives a stimulus, you know. And if it gives a stimulus, so to the thalamus, so what? How is it effective? It's mystical words, I mean, but anyway, that's not bidarach teva. Not that it's also teva, but it's a different kind of teva. It's a teva that we can't even understand exactly, observe it in the laboratory. It's a different kind of teva. So that the Rambam calls bidarach school. So from Rashi, it appears there's a machlekes and mitzias. Machlekes and mitzias. Whether chotzer kovet is a cure or is not a cure. And after all, you know, but the injection is similar to chotzer kovet because it's blood, but of course it's not just a squeeze out blood. It has to be done, you know, certain things, I mean. But if we say that placebo doesn't work just by imagining it's penicillin, there has to be a little bit of penicillin. So then when it's coupled with the knowledge that it is, so then it's effective. I don't know how, because it gives a stimulus to the thalamus. I don't know what it means. So mimele, it's not a machlekes mitzvah, it's a machlekes nidin. The Rabbanon hold that the Ramses, that pikuach nefesh is derech kol hatera kule, if the refuah is b'derech hateva. But if the refuah is not b'derech hateva, then it's not derech kol hatera kule. And, as a matter of fact, there's a shaila, some poskim, whether one is allowed to write kameya in Shabbos for a chilish yivusakon. Well, first of all, it has to be, there is an inyan of kameya that is a vimumche v'gavi Shabbos. It's ignoring Shabbos. Kameya v'mumche. In other words, you are allowed to be yitzeh in Shabbos in the kameya v'mumche. We discussed it in the last year, I mean. Kameya v'mumche v'odom to rebei. So, it's lo yave mumche l'beheimo, but mumche l'beheimo is mumche l'odom. Just the opposite thing here. How does kameya work? Like a placebo. Kameya certainly works, by the way, like a placebo. If somebody, I'm sure, that if somebody doesn't believe that the kameya can work, the kameya will not work. Kameya does work. The Gemara mentions it. How can we say it doesn't work? It's not a myth. But how does it work? It works if he believes in it. If he doesn't believe in it, so then he doesn't work. He doesn't work. Somebody was very devoted to me. He was in Israel, so he brought for me a bottle of water that was given at this by a Moroccan tzaddik. I forgot his name. And he said that I should drink it, but I don't drink it because I don't believe in these things. It couldn't help me. So kameya works by way of placebo. By way of placebo. So it works. So mimele, whether you are allowed to write on Shabbos, a kameya of mumcha. Mumcha, not mumcha, of course not. Kameya of mumcha. So they should be told here, refluid in the machlokes between Rabbon and Rav Masi Nachash. Now the Rambam says we don't pass them like Rav Masi Nachash. We don't pass. Why? Why don't we pass them like Rav Masi Nachash? Because Yochi V'Rabim is Alochi V'Rabim. Alochi V'Rabim. But what's the machlokes according to the Rambam Pirshei Mishneh? Not the machlokes Mitzvahs. Rashi, it appears, is machlokes Mitzvahs. And according to the Rambam, it's not machlokes mitzvahs. Whether refuah b'derech shgula, not b'derech hateva, is derech kol hatera kula or not. So according to Chachamim, not. According to Rav Masi Mechoresh, yes. Now, again, about Katlanos. So the Rambam, the Rambam uses the Lashon Derech Nichush Legabe Katlanos in the Tshuva. But here I thought that in Perush HaMishnah also uses the Lashon Derech Nichush. But he doesn't use the Lashon Derech Nichush. Here he uses the Lashon Derech Zgule. But I think it's Einach. In other words, so the Rambam says that in Nisus Lo Teitzei, but Chmiras HaKant Nisure, I think the Chachmelun Lesti, why you Teitzei? Chmira Sakan Mishori says it's not real Sakon. It's only B'derech Nichush. So in other words, just as there is such a thing as a favorable placebo, there is such a thing as a unfavorable placebo. I mean, usually when the term placebo is used, it's used in the sense of being favored. So Zgule probably is the name Rambam uses for a favorable placebo. And Nichush is the name that Rambam uses for an unfavorable placebo, a negative placebo. So the male, in other words, if a woman had one husband, two husbands, three husbands, and they died, and no one can understand the reason, not that they had cancer, not that they had tuberculosis, not that Chas V'Sholem there was an accident, just like that, out of the blue sky. So then we have to be chayshish. Maybe there is a certain kind of a negative, of nichush, of a negative placebo, because they're not at ease with each other. Some male effects in a person, let's say, when a person doesn't like to stay with a certain moment, so it might affect him, you know. I mean, that's the Gerach Nichus.
So all men might be allergic to her.
Yeah, might be allergic. That's right, the right word, allergic, the right word. I was thinking that it was the right word, allergic. Allergic to her. Allergy is also like a placebo. What's the allergy? No one knows how to explain allergy. Certain children are allergic to this, to that, lice. Certain children, and it has manifestations, they get a rash. Certain children, if they drink milk, so they become sick. So they have to get soybeans, not milk. It's also, it's like a negative placebo. So again, it's nichush. It's also teva, but it's not teva that can be observed in the laboratory. Maybe someday it will, but right now, with all the progress, it cannot be observed in the laboratory. It's a negative test. So the Rambam, I said it, as a matter of fact, in the Torah Mother lecture, I mentioned that the Rambam is the one who discovered the existence of placebo. You'll see, you'll look up and say, Peter Britannica, you'll see, this doctor, the Rambam discovered it. Hundreds of years before these doctors. Except the Rambam. This is the Rambam. So the Rambam, Perusha Mishneh, calls a favorable placebo Skule, and an unfavorable placebo Nichush. What it means, Skule Nichush? That it's contingent upon the subjective attitude of the person. If a person is afraid of something, it can hurt him. If he's not afraid, it cannot hurt him. Why? Not because if he's afraid, he gets a heart attack. Then it's not by way of a negative placebo. Then it's because of aggravation. No, but by way of a negative placebo. How does it work? How should I know? The greatest scientist on the person. I should know, but there is such a thing. There is such a thing. So Katlani is... So it's not a mean of habit. How do they account all that? In other words, it's not based upon habits. Of course, Mule is not a question of habit. There it's a question whether it's Huzak that in that family there is hemophilia or not. It's not a question of habit. Katlani, you could say, explain on the basis of habit, but it's not like that. So in other words, so then, the whole halach of Katlani should only apply to women who are shrews, but not to nice women. It's no such halach that only to a woman who is a shrew, and then there's no issa to marry a shrew. I mean, only a woman whose three husbands died. But suppose a woman is known to be a shrew, but she never got married before, there's no issa to marry her. It's not a necessity to be given to someone, but there's no issa. So there it's not a question of habit. Mashein ki investis is not, let's say, every woman has a different period. Some women have the period every 25 days, some women every 26 days. In a bainani, some invested bainani is shloshimye, the average. But, so is it because of habit? It's not habit. That's her nature. And as a matter of fact, the period is substantially psychosomatic. That's why it is based upon habits. So in other words, if a woman had 3 years down every 25th of the month, so maybe she habituated herself to have the period every 25th of the month. Some male is Sarnasatera. Some male the Pshat that Bivestis Kafshin Gamliel, so some Rishenin explain it on the basis because fake Rabban Rikule, because that's Rabban. But many Rishenin say it has nothing to do. Even Rebbe would say that Vestis can be established only 3 years. Why? Because the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is when it's a question of determining whether a certain phenomenon is an accident or there is a certain reason for it. So if let's say one member in the child in the family died, then you say it's an accident. It doesn't follow a certain pattern. There is no reason for it, just an accident. If two children in the family die, then there is a machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe says if two children die, then it's already the sufficient reason to say there is a pattern in that. It's not an accident. In the contrast, Shimon Gamliel, only three children in the family die, then we have to say there is a pattern. Otherwise, two children, it's an accident. Masha'in came with Gabi Vestes, it's not a question. If Vestes Kavua becomes, if it is based upon a certain pattern. If Vestes Kavua begin, takes effect because of habit, because of regulus. That's why the Gemara equates Vestes of Shamut. Okseda, Machlekes Rab. So the same machlekes says it is relevant to Vestes. The same machlekes is relevant to Shemuel, because both Vestes and Shemuel are based upon Helgon Asitel. So by being there is also the meaning of Helgon by human being Shemuel, and by Odom there is the meaning of Helgon. And since having the period menstruation is substantially psychosomatic, some melee tested with Hagel, with habit. So bivestes shamuet kavshim gamliya. Needless to mention, shamuet, of course, only one sheet of solution is that it's really towing the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But most Rishonim say, no, according to everybody, this is just a cross of plain shulchim. How can we say it's Torah Machlekes to Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel? How we dash in the posik, so it's Torah Machlekes? That's not Torah Machlekes. Shamuet is an inyan of habit. Habit is certainly cannot be established with two times. But according to Rebbe, while habit cannot be established with two times, but to find out that there is a pattern, it's not an accident, that is, two times establishes the fact that it's a pattern. It's based upon a pattern, it's not accidental. It's based upon a pattern. So, in Mele, we can understand, what Rashi said, the first pshat, that according to Rove, so Pam Gimel Chayev, but how is the Chayech? I mean, Pam Gimel? The answer is, because according to Rashi's pshat, so here, by Sheir HaMoed, we don't need her habit, but as long as it is established that the Sheir's Negichas are not just accidental, but it follows a pattern. Even though the pattern is not established through habituation. So maybe already has a din or shamut. Alright, anyway, got off a little on a tangent.
The way that the Rambam learns here, why is the din nimnisa slotetze? It should be that she should be, that whoever's not afraid can marry her.
Well, that's what it means. If he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her.
No, but I'm saying...
But what the Rambam says in Nisus Lotetze, if he doesn't want to divorce her, Bezdin doesn't tell him you have to divorce.
No, but why is the din that no one's allowed to marry her l'chatkhila? Only in Nisus Lotetze.
Yeah, because like this, you know, l'chatkhila, so Bezdin tells him, listen, right now you're not afraid. Okay, you're a big hero now, but maybe... After you get married, so you will not be so heroic, so you will be a fake. But if you already married her, so then, and he wants to keep her, so then Bezdin doesn't force him to divorce her. According to Rosh, we don't pass like the Rosh, we pass like the Rambam. But according to the Rosh, Bezdin is keeping Chmiras accounting me, so it's like somebody will say, well, I don't mind taking a risk to endanger my life. But according to Rambam, he says, it's normal. It's only with the Hamichush. So if he doesn't want to divorce her, that means he's not afraid. Doesn't mean that he's afraid, but he wants to commit suicide. No, it doesn't mean that. He's not afraid. Shamira Bezni is not keen for him. He's not keen for him to divorce. All right. Ella told her the Karen Kikara and the Chikamara Pope Hashem the Regal. Hashem the Regal, the Chaksiba the Tani, the Shira the Regal. The Chimurim of Mishal Chirega Asher, the Chamoy, who be as a Hashem the Chimurim, the Chashiba Agora to me. The Shira has been here, Habor and Shain Shepon Migure, Pon Mikuse, Uchsibi Vaye, Lishnachine, Salom Pshatis, why is a goal shame? Because goal means exposed, nigule. So there's the shame. Sometimes you open your mouth, so you expose the teeth. The second pshat, Lishnachine goal is a reish, Hashem Nivar, Slemachal, Vinas is goal, Nigule, Lord, and Nigule, Beimon. Oh, Mama, Vishima, Zuo, Regal, Vishim, Vishal, Regal, Hashem, Hamelia. Time because Rahman Mishal Reg Asher Hamei Hola Avoch in my milk Islam. So why do we have to resort to the posik of Mishal Reg Asher Hamei? We even without the posik, we could understand that the Shilach must have referenced to Regal because we already have a posik covering Karen. We already have a posik covering Shem. We have a posik Yigach covering Karen. We have a posik. We have a posik. Of beer covering Shem. So Shilach must be something else, but something else, the only one that is left. So must be Regal. So why do you have to resolve to the Possum Shalreh Shachim? I can't see the Shem see this for you. Sal Kadal Teramine, no. If we didn't have the Possum Shalreh Shachim, I would say that the Shilach is reference to Shem, but we already have a Possum for beer. But there are two kinds of Shem. One kind of Shen is Mechalia Karne, that's the Posik of a beer. And then another Shen is the Shen the Lone Mechalia Karne, there's the Posik of Ishilach. So Rashi, there's a Machlike between Rashi and Tesis. Come ask me. What is Mechalia Karne? And what's Lone Mechalia Karne? Ide ve ide, Ishilach be a Tabaya Hashem, Ishilach also Chiyuvich and Mechalia Karne, Dimashmak Ishoch La Hugo, في سيف العرض ولئت سمياخ אבל לא יקח התחילה וביע הניח אל מחל יקרנה דימשיה וביע שמדר לגמרי ויקש לי חמוס למין עשו what is the big החידש that even לא מחל יקרנה is חייב so the kashi is why we need to put in that let it all mention בשילח that לא מחל יקרנה is חייב so it's go again there so מחל יקרנה or it's more of a mazik. So he said to Mechai, V'kashi chavash lo nevi yidi Hashem, Ol Mechai yikam v'chal, Ol yachdo chad lahi yichad, Ol Mechai yichad, Ol Mechai yichad, V'kol shkno yichad yichad yichad, Tritzi ma yitko aba mine ahay ose, V'yichad Mechai yav lo Mechai yav lo Eloi, V'kari kol meima, V'ad ha yidi yidi Hashem, Ila v'kaz rachmon, Mishal red o Hashem. So how does Rashi explain Ol Mechai yikam? So let's see the thesis now. Pirus ha-kuntre shachar she-osit l'smeach, אבל לא לכתחילה וקושי. So what it mean? If the behemoth entered the field of another, the nizek, and she ate up the crop, the shachas, the herbs and so on, she ate it up, and it's going to go back, but it will not be like before. In other words, the first time when it grew, let's say, one example, up to a height, up to here, then after the behemoth here, up this, so it will grow again only up to a height, up to here. So that's Lo Mechalika. Why is it Lo Mechalika? It is a strong kasha. Why is Lo Mechalika? Why? Because he'll have it again. And but he will not have it again, but he'll have it again, but only 2 feet high. And the original crop was 3 feet high. So what? But if the behemoth didn't eat it up, so the owner of the field could have used it, this 3 feet crop, and then it would have grown to another crop of 2 feet, so together would have crops of 5 feet, now he'll only have 2 feet. So why, how could it be, so could I talk, that he should be put? It's very strong kasha. It's not a kasha. The question is, how does Rashi explain it that way? How does this explain it? Alishlema, shetim fapiris lam also, nikol mokim kol, likamol likim fapiris lam also, told the kim di pashli ko aira ba'achil and mechalikam. That's what I understand. Now, but the question is, what's the pshat in Rashi? It's not even a kasha. What's the pshat in Rashi? I think that Rashi can be understood if we take notice the din mentioned in Mishnah Kines. Let's see the Mishnah Daf in Helm Beis. Hakines in the Di Avinah, but I'm just running through. What concerns us is the safe of the Mishnah. Hakenis in idea of now before the Karovi as we zika pot. No now before the Karovi as we zika chai. Nifr to the Alish pot to a listing. The as we zika pot. Hoy to a listing, listing chayad. He nicha bechama shemosh lachar shed be cotton. The as we zika chai. Mosh ala reya he nichnas reya tach. Mofo le gino vinenes mishalmus mashenenes. Yodo kidaok vizika mishalmus mashenizika. Keitzat mishalmus mashenizika. This is the important thing. Shomin beisa beisa sade, kama iso yofe ve kama yofe. Reb Shimon Neimer, ochlo piris gmurim, in other words, if they are completely ripe and all ready to be harvested, then we don't assess the damage from the point of view of the value of the sade with the crop and without the crop. But then we assess the damage from the point of view how much is it worth in the market. Even though it wasn't harvested as yet, but since it is rolled to be harvested. But if it is not rolled to be harvested, if the shachas shachas means not rolled to be harvested, so then it doesn't pay. Let's say a behemoth ate up a crop, let's say of 5 pounds of shachas. While it's still mechuba and it's not ripe to be harvested, so 5 pounds, let's say, of shachas in the market, you'll have to pay, let's say, $25. But he doesn't have to pay $25. This sade with that crop of 5 pounds crop of shachas, how much will it worth? So we'll say that sade was worth $1,000, and without that crop, it's worth $990. So the balasher has to pay only $10, not $25. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. There's no machlekes. So meile, that's the pshat in Rashi. Now we can understand that. Hod lo mechalika. Pirush akuntre shachas shos it is meyach avlo yichatchile vikoshe vo mechalikane shegam abalim im yichilim likzeir. So if the halacha had been when a behime eats up the crop that is not completely ripe, so then the baal behime has to pay the value of that crop when it is sold in the market. Once it is harvested, then Rashi couldn't say that. But Allah is especially the Sakosuf that if it's not rolled to be harvested, then we assess the value of the damage from the point of view of the value of the sade, not the whole sade, but the beisoni sade. I suppose the sade is worth $10,000, $100,000, big sade. So then it will be a minimum. So it will be a question of pennies. But one beso, a substantial measure of the sade, with that, how much is it worth? With the crop, before the bay made it up, and how much is it worth? So it's not pennies, but it's less than the value of the crop once it is harvested and is sold in the market. So as she says, no, there could be a sade that we could say in view of the fact that he doesn't have to pay the value, the price of the crop, of the 5-pound crop. He only has to pay the difference between the price of that beiso before the bey made up the crop and after, and the value, the price of that beiso after he made up. So mele, since ordinarily the bailin is not going to to be catered and then let it go again. He doesn't care. So mele, he shouldn't have to pay. So Kamashman still has to pay. So it makes sense. And Teisa says, even so, but that's only the shumer, but he's in mazik all the whole crop. In Tashlumim, so he only has to pay the difference. If there hadn't been a Zakosim, he would have to pay the price of the crop in the market. But says a Zakosim. But as far as his mazik is concerned, so he's not the only mazik in the soda. He's not only a mazik in the soda. So I think that's the machlokes between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, so this Zakosim does not only imply Tashlum. Since it's not in the Lichtzeres yet, so he's not a mazik of the crop. He's a mazik of the sod, not of the crop. He's a mazik of the sod. The thesis is no, he's a mazik of the crop. But in Tashlumi, it has to be assessed in a certain way. Now the Gemara says, "Kasha Rashi, mina regel, the Vishiach is regel. Rashi, mina regel, shem delo mechali kamen no." So you say, if we didn't have the post of Mishalach Raga Shevach Hameir, I would say that both Bir and Vishiach have reference to Shem. But now that we have the post of Mishalach Raga Shevach Hameir, so we say no. Only Ubiya has reference to Shed, but Vishilach has reference to Regal. But Bia means he consumed it. So how do we know that he's Chayek, even Mishloim Mechalika? So the Gemara says, do me the Regal. Mare, so it's the opposite of Regal. Mare, Loishim Mechalika, but Loishim Loim Mechalika, Avshem Loishim Mechalika, but Loishim Loim Mechalika. La ila ma regalation do lixi de ubia. O mama ubia zuashen fichin leine kashi vai rado atumei. Tanya kaza achmone kashi vai rado atumei. Ho lavo chimayo kimna leo. I keren ksiv, I regal ksiv. So the only thing by that we could have reference to ishen is sal kedai tachamine idevi de arega. But why do we need Ubiya for Regal? There's already Vishilach. But there are two kinds of Regal. Hod Ozo Mimele, Hod Yishalach Shaluch. Vishilach has reference Yishalach Shaluch when the Baalim sent him. And Ubiya has reference, and the Balaam didn't send up, but he was negligent anyway. He shouldn't have allowed the behemoth to go into the field of the other. So we only have one posik for regel, that's the shilach, and shilach has the connotation of sending. So how do we know that regel is higher if he was the male? Regel doesn't mean the male, do me this. Mashem lish nishalch shluch elish no mele afrega lish nishalch shluch elish lish toz no mele. Now the Gemara, that's another kash. The licht v'rachmone v'shilach liboy hu b'yeir, because the shilach itself could cover both, because the arayas from Psukim, that the Shilach is reference to Regel, and the Arayas from Psukim, the Shilach is reference to Shem. This Rachman Vishila will be there, the Master Regal, Master Shen. Master Regal, the Sim Shal Regla Shen Rachamea. Master Shen, the Sid, Vishen Beim is a Shalabom. So I need to put it. Ilaf Koise Rava Mine Oyo Oyo. Oy Regal, the Ziki Motsu, Shindi Shanula Zike. So that's why the Torah mentions Tupsukim to tell us the Dotachat, not what. So the Gemara is the Kashe, and suppose it didn't have Tupsukim, so it would mashma one. But which one would you be marble? There is my hosts. So he says, Merdesh Kulin Yoveishnei, and in Afkis. So again, the Kashe is why need Tupsukim? Because without the Pasuk, we wouldn't know which is referenced. So we wouldn't know. So what would we say? We don't know. Shem is Sofik Chayev, Sofik Potter, and Regal. That's inconceivable. So we can't exclude either. So we could deduce both. So Teisa says, Midohi Batero, Loishne Bi'isura, Loishne Bi'mamein. True, by moment we have a deen, that if Bezin has to do something, it's a Sofik, so we call it. But when it's a question of deducing through the Midrash Hatorah and Breshes, then if there is no, we have no raya as to whether a certain posik is marble one or the other, so we are marble both. The Rashba, he saw that the Rashba limits it. The Rashba, according to Ramatam, it applies to all the offices, even of Visurim, even of real mummy, where the real mummy is not based upon the Isa. According to the Rashba, that klal only applies to momen that are based upon the Maisavera Panisa, like Miziki. Now the school name of each name, the name Nafkes, Easter, Saldat Hamnan, and the Shalashluch, Avalos on the Mele, because if the Torah didn't mention Tupsuki, only the Shilach, and we could deduce from the Shilach, Shen and Rego, but only when Shalach Shluchim. But Osman and Mele not. So it's neither by Shen nor by Rego. Now we have Tupsukim, so it's Chayat by both. Bein, Shalach Shluchim, Bein Osman and Mele. Come Ashmo. Rashi. More the Shem Rego Shkunen Shin, the Chom Mezesh, I wish name is a Chomo, to your Shem Vishila, the Yemen and Maftis, the Lesser Minei, to release me, or Shneim Shavim, to the Hemel I am Afkes, or release me, to Shneim Shavim, is to lay a beer, the Maft, and we shall have a mina in the shower, he will be capone, dear Mr. Habeye, I was in the lake, commercial beer, the hidden in Afkes, and mail and beer, as a regular yard for me. Now, the Shem Behim is a shower bomb, after it's a very important thing, after God, the Abun and Alme, Behemish is the Meraskin Ochosh, the Neishris, the Nises, the Havni Shiche, she told the car. Come, okay, my name the Chais Royce. So, how can we mention that Posik, the Gabishet? There it's already, it's Kerr, like Nochosh. So, Aravurcha, we see in this taste is a bit Chilish, contrary to the taste is at the end of the first period. Because taste is in the first period says that the highest surface, Ari, Azif, Adin, and Noah Barbaras, Vanoch. So Thesis makes a distinction that the Zion and the Alps, the West Thesis, that Ari, Azif, Adin, and Noah Barbaras, so that's Chayt and Sachem. But Noah is the more in time he says, there's no one knowing. So it's Chayt and Sachem. Not in Sat Karen, but it's Chayt and Sachem in Bitcholos. But in Sachem, but this Thesis is the country. Now, we push it is like that, not like this is after Zion, the Rabbi Shimshen and the Rambam. Rabbi Shimshen is in Shim Kubetz. But also, first to look at the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is also like that. Now, let's see this sheet first. Because actually there are three sheets on the highest level. Mishnah that is from bases. And then Hazeva Ariya Deva Nama Vabaros. הנוכח שהרי למד הרי למד רבי זרינה בזמן שמותב עושים עוד הנוכח שמוד לילה סטייס וסייס דפת זיין ומדעות והנוכח שהרי למד לב בכל ענייני הזק חשיב ומעד אבל כל אחד במידה דורך שגיל שפוזי ותואף ערי ודועס because the דרך וערי is דריסה the דרך of זי וסטריפה הוא תורף לא ניח, אבל במידס, תורף לא ניח, so even by a ריז, זה דרך. אבל במידס, לאו אוכל, כי נערי שתורף ואוכל, בפנשור הזה, כז, לאו חי, אלו יהב מעט, או משל מחוצן איזה. ומוד ידיעו חי, משל מלשאול, אני דאפת מחוצן מזה. אבל שרב מפותת, אבל שם בשרב, כי לא משמור, כלומר, ערי, ערי בשרב, עם דורס ואוכל פותת, אבל לא חושים, אין מי שחוצן, כדענו מפר כמה דיטלניס שנזקפצו כל החייז אצל הנוחוש ואם רסל מענוי יש לו מכל מוקים כאים דאורך באוכל אבק מרגל ופוטו בשסרבים ואבק מקרם בוס הדעייד אף פופיל עם משחד על האזיק מלחוש לו את הבחי So according to this verse, there is a distinction between Ari Zaydeh Beid Nama Baadres and Nochosh. Ari Zaydeh Nama Baadres, so Veyel Anoy, so it's Mitzat Sheh, Yishanel Ezeke. Nochosh has no Anoy, so it's Mitzat Reg. But Mitzat Ker or not? Why not Mitzat Ker? After all, it is Ker. It's Kavnos Lahazik. Nochosh is Kavnos Lahazik. Kavnos Lahazik. And, but, Karen, that's Kavnos Lahazik, is Mishune. Usually, some melee is Potter on the shot, but Nochosh is not Mishune. So what is the issue? So this issue is that if it is Kavnos Lahazik, so then it's half koya of Kidin. If it is, Uche, then at the very outset, then it's half koi of Karen. Karen must be Mishumed outset. But if, and then through a habituation process, so it becomes Chuzek to go. But where at the very outset, it is a natural thing to do a certain Hezek, then it's half koi of Karen. But then it's Israel. Then it's like, however, let's see the Shita of Rambam. פרק א' מורס נסכממין, הלוך עבור. חמישה מיני בהינו מועבי מצחי אז בריוסון להזק. ואפילו, אין לרמב״ם, ואפילו אין ניתאבס. לפי חוך, אם הזיקו, מיסו בן גיחר, בן שיחר, תריסה, כחייץ בן חייב מלשון. ואלה, הזי והרי והדי והנומר בברלס. וכי הנוכו שנושך הרי זה מועד ואפילו הויה בן תאבס. And then the Rambam says, כל מועד משל מלך שלם, וכלתם משל מחוץ נלך מגוף. Is lost in Rambam is that it's not Misat Rega and it's Misat Kera. And one more thing, the Rambam from the Pasht is lost in Rambam is Mashma that the Rambam is not only Chilek and Teisves in regard to Nochosh because Teisves says it's Rega and according to the Rambam it's Kera. The Rambam is Chilek and Teisves in regard to all the Chais Devas. because Tesis says in regard to Hari Zev Dev Nama Bardalez that he Mukhlim Sachet. It's a chair. And then let's see the Tesis again. Lab the Khaliyani Hezek Shivim. So, according to Teisves, when the Mishnah says that Hazeiv Ari Adina no Badlas, it doesn't mean, as the Rambam explains it, just Nishich. According to the Rambam, even without Achim, just Nishich, if Ari bites, he's Chayv Nezek Shal. According to Teisves, if an Ari bites, not it, so then it's Karen, it's Chayv Chatzin Nezek, like he share or bites. But it means the Ari ate it, everyone according to its way. Bozevi Torah. In other words, he tore up a behemoth. And later he ate it up. But just to be mazik, if an Azeiv will just bite and be mazik without eating, without ultimately eating it, so then he's not chayav nezek. But the Rambam, why? Because he says, what? Let's see the Russian thesis. He mentions Shmuel's member. Lav b'chol yonei ezek chshir imad, ala kol ha'achud m'yedu, chakin shibo zei b'toraf ari, b'tora asoi toraf l'niach. Aval mi de lavu, chakin ari shek toraf v'ochal, b'chin shol ezek ez lavu al-chayel, v'yav m'yad ino mishal m'chotzin ezek. ומידד אם הוא חי ומשל ומשל הנדחתי בחצרה מזק אבל ששרה מפותה דה ושם בשושרה כתאומה בשמוע בגמורה הרי בשושרה במדור הסורך ופותה סוטייס וסיקווייץ דה הלוח עם דמישנה וידמם רב שמוע עומד בי, אם תזיין עומד בי שמוע זה שאת מן The first one from the top of the moment עומד שמוע Agibo Shisarabim Doras Rochel Potter, Torah Rochel Chayev, Doras Rochel Potter, Kibnuche, Limitras Havlik Mishoch or Pedis Virokis, Alish Mishrabim Potter, Torah Lavuche. So, anyway, so Teisves equates the Din the Mishnah with Shmuel's member. That means that when the Mishnah says, Agi Azeib, Azeib Agi Adeib, Anura Babas, Chayev Nezek Shalem, it means El Deachile. Al the Achille. Except Yochas doesn't mean Al the Achille, that's Nishich. But as Zev Ari Dev Noah Badless, Mishal Nishal means Al the Achille Tarki, so that's Shmuel's member. The Rash in Shinukhbetzis is Chelik Antisus. He says the Din in the Mishnah is referenced only Al the Achille. And that's a Chiv of Keren, but Nezek Shalom, because for these high stiffes, an iron, a bear, a wolf, you know, a tiger and Badless is not known what it is, what kind of a chai it is. So then, it is the natural thing to bite into every doubt of it. So it's Mishal Nishalim, but Mishat Kher, Shmuel's member is another aloha. When Mishal de Achille, it's Achille. So for an axe, Al de Achille, to eat up, let's say, and if an axe will eat up, will lead up a behemoth, so then it's Mishune, of course. But when a lion eats up a behemoth, so it's not Mishune. And it's Chayv Sachem. Briefly, according to the Rash, the Din in the Mishnah and Shmuel's member are separate alone. The Din in the Mishnah is referential to the Achim. And the Chayv in Sat Keren, but Nezek Shalom. Nezek Shalom. And Shmuel's member has nothing to do with the Din in the Mishnah. In other words, that's all they are. That's all they are here. That's the Flamadon of Bezin Shimukubetsis, the second column. Tibaramas with the first paragraph, I mean it's the second paragraph, but the first paragraph that starts in the second column. Hazei v'ari nira dicholahane aire kishe zikod leachle v'hav lo kera v'udeh v'ari dat ha-shunir sholim b'tchilo. But so why is it different in a bay? An axe b'tchilo sholoy al de'achile is chotzi nezik, and here sholoy al de'achile is an erikshol. Aber heiche da achle, bokir shlom shmuel kamon, the shmuel's memory, it's a separate din, and the Rambam Shit is also like that. Chamisho, first of all, in Aloch Hei, the Rambam, so far the Rambam hasn't even discussed Shendereg. Shendereg he discusses later, and so far he only discussed Keret. But then, in Aloch Hei, he said, Chamisha Masim Tam Yei Ve'ema. What does it mean, a reference to Keret? In Shendereg, there is no such thing as Tam. V'im Yuad Olecho Ben, Nasis Miedes Leisema Yisevele. Habeimo in the Miedes, mitchloso lelidach vleligei vlelishia vleliabis al kilim dilim vlelibei vimuad lach nari ze meedes le avu Hashem meedes mitchloso lach sarolo vareigo meedes mitchloso lishavida lach lucho vabeimo meedes mitchloso lach partar al kilim meyachis chamishem nibeini mad mitchloso lach sarolo. So it's pashto saloshe that this discusses care vafiru eim neitavus vifichoch memisu אם הזיקו או ימיסו בין גיחה או בין שיחה או תריסה וחיי צבר חי מלגשון ואוהם הרצי והרי הדי והמאד והברדלס וכן הנוחה של נושה הרזמות ונטאבוס. So the Rambam Shit is לגמרי כנגד תשע שיטה דפת זיין. תשע שיטה דפת זיין is that in regard to זה והרי די ונום הברדלס, so is the רחיל דפת and the חיל מסעצ'ן. And we got Nochosh, so the Chiyuv Misad Regal, and no care. It comes to Rambam, not only in regard to Regal is a Chilik and Rambam, and not only in regard to Regal is a Rambam Chilik, but in regard to the, I'm sorry, not only in regard to Nochosh is a Rambam Chilik, but even in regard to Ziv, Ari, Dev, Noam, Barles is also Chilik. Now, let's see the thesis here. וישם בהים יש שבב אַפ גאַד אַ מין באַלמע בהים יש יש דעם ערס קנאָך אויף די נישער איז מיס איז דעם נישער שיטל די קערן די קומט קען אַ נאַן בהייס רויס סלאט איז זיי שיטע דэт שדאס וואָך אנאס סטייס שיטע איז דэт נאָך אַ בהים יש יש נאַס קנאָך סלאכיבס דאַכיבס מסאַט קערן. So he says, "I'm Mishicha Shitol the Keren, but regular Keren is ita is a Mishune, so pays on Chosinazek, and this is Ulche, so he pays on the Shal. So that seems to be like the Shitas Rambam, and like the Shitas Rosh, not like the Yisro Shite Daf Zayin. Then in Shulchan Aruch says there is a third Shit, Rashba. The Rashba Shulchan Aruch says." That even Nochosh is chayv mitzat Shem. Because what's the pshat in Shem? What's the characteristic of Shem? Hamir azik. They say no azik. There's gemara in times. They don't have the kind of anoye in the hezek like the other chayes. Mashenki, but Nochosh has its own unique anoye, sadistic anoye. So sadistic anoye is also called yesh anoye. There's the machlokes between Teisves and the Rashba. According to Teisves, Hanoi means certain drives, if it satisfies certain drives. poverty, hunger, or other drive. Mashinki is a distikano. That's not called chen. But the Rajbashiti is a sadisticano. Oh, it's also called chen. A shen has a sadisticano. I mean, a nochosh has a sadisticano. Dalet and Shimon Kubetzis in the second column. Divaramascho Hanamilei Chayishanoli Zeika. Nilalo, Vidikoma Nilali. Vidikoma Hanamilei Chayishanoli Zeika. Dan Shiche Mipekomar. Umeidu Udiish Nishiche Shitol Bishet. Veichadome. Tim Behim Shinosh Chabidoval Anos Uloch. Velo Yispiko Loch Ashnof Mepia. Ulkalb. Do Shinshika Zu? No, I'm sorry. He's speaking of us, not from Pier Vinichle. Shinshika Zu, Yishanola Zeik, Vichain Hostel Bichtichas Bosso, Umshalme Sholin Pamachas, Vidafke Bishanes, Umil Dafke Bohaikach, Halavo Haikach Mishunu, Vitil Dikel. That's the important question. Sovereignty. Shavanochosh minashe chavitod gishen. Not like Rashi, not like Rambam. Shvachal pishin eichel vishinene mishiche. Shvachal pishomu. Perkam litani semiskatsis lachayis lanochosh. Vein muslim anu yishloch. Lavine meshen anu eklal koma. Elo sheina anu lechem. No anu esachirem. That is sadistic annoyed, so that's all sanalazik. Umikolmo king, kibu habi oche, lunofit metolidisha. Iname metolid regal, vinitolidikan. So the Rashboy is fully shamus. The first lotion is that nohosh is tolidisha, sadistic annoyed. And then the second lotion is sadistic annoyed is not tolidisha, but it is regal. But the Rambam Shite and Rashiti is its Keren. And not only Nochosh is Keren according to the Rambam and the Rash, but even the other highest therefis. As if Ariya Diyano Dadles is also Keren. He also Keren. Alright. Now. Told the Shem Mai Nishakon Nishakko Kisla Nosov Temperta Nosov Mais Nishem Nishano Lezeke Umamon Hoshorosalaho Nam Nishano Lezeke Umamon Hoshorosalaho Ala told the Shem Kishe Tachikon Akopa told the Regal Mai Hizika Begufa da Achilucho Bisao da Achilucho Bishlif Shalo Pumishe Fia Bezuk Shepsavo מה ישנה רגע לזה? כי מוצו, מומנו, חושמרוס נולכו, הכנה מזה כמוצו, חושמרוס נולכו, אלא תול את הרגל, תרגע, וכי כמה רק פתע, תול את הבא. מה דרש? נשכח לך בכיס לנוסף לי פילוסי, או איתי מפפרס לנוסף נסדל ועליין כדי לעשות מחמרים, ואני יודעים לי שם שיש לנו לזה איתו, ומה יש לשם, מה אני דקה מייק נשמי, זה רק פה פתאו לשם לרגל. כל זה זה כדי אפילו אשלו בכף מנה לתאו לרגל, דרד לזה כמוצו, דרד לזה כמוצו נכנס לעזיק. ובשאו שנדבקקים, בשאו, וגירוסם ושיבורסם. מה יש לנו חבר זה כמוצו? Elo told the regal today, he come off, I told it be. Told it be a my name. Elimia, have you? We told it is. Litesk see baby, lo you see. Holy cash, the mess yellow and Rahmone become Rabbanon. You'd have the Misa test, Nizok and Abde, Misolo Abde. Save Zab, Misel Abnezok. So why should you call Nizok and told? Is the same thing? Ela, Avonis, what is he told of there? Avonis, I can not say, she knew how much is Rabin. BZK. So this he told of there. Hear them. He'd have to be in the Bain Rabin, Ishmur, and the Bain. He'd have to be in the Ishmur, and I couldn't do it on down on the Bain. כאילו רבדה מה קוראים נשאיר אלא מעדנה נשאירות לאז תופשוטי נרש אב עשור בירה מוצ'וטפוכים היינו אוב דביקר דרכי העמיס וזה אבים זאת נמדים נרשום שיר בבייר תישו ומאיס יספות ברבה ומוזק חיית ויעבו. Why do we say that Bera Tess is also an af? So Rashi in the first lesson says, the Midyuki Dikon Afkun, Midachsi Ba'amesi Nalei, Dimashma Bera Soro, Dibam Miktu, Chayim Mizashir, Hobotsam Roche, Bimisa Loi Chayim, Hobin Zot Mishayim. Lishnach, Bine, Seif, Seif, Zavim, Mizazaf, Mizotin, תחייך אל נפקו מקרו ביעשו מיסה נפקרם ביור איתס לנזוק נתחסי לנפר שם השיר ולחמאיה משכם בינייס בנוזק רבי ישר מי הוא עם מייס השיר מרבון עם בריאתי שפוטרה למחסה בי המייס תאים בי כדי לא מייס אבל רוזק חי דיבי אותי שבא נזוק So Rashi has here Tupshat. The Tupshat is more important. According to the first Pshat in Rashi, why does the Gemara say Zehav Unisi Zehav Unzok? So Rashi says Dinof Al Sheh Bebeir Tisha Umei Spot Abar Abeir Vimuzak Chayit Viav. Why is an Av? Why? Because what is an Av? An Av is something that is written in the Torah. So that Bea Tess is Chaydin Zokin is also written in the Torah. Why? The Midyuke di Chonavke, Midyachsiv al Messiarei, the Mashma Beraso, the Bamiktu, Chayb Misashir, Hobotsum Oche, because true that the Pesach deals with Bea Yud, because it says Rabea, the Messiarei, so the Torah says that by Bea Raso, so then he is chayv b'nis zasher ha'botzer oche, so he's not chayv mishe but from zochen, yes, so we deduce it implies that b'beir tesu are also mechoyev but no mis lishnachene save zav mishe zav zochen t'cheyech el nafukon mikro b'asol mishe nafukon b'beir tesu zochen t'chsiv בנבל שמו שיר חמאיה משמע בנס ובנלכתר הבא ישר להם so certain lesson says so I'm a dyk from the lesson of Posse because the Torah says בנבל שמו שיר חמאיה doesn't say בנבל שמו שיר חמאיה ומייס בנבל שמו שיר חמאיה סתם בין מייס בין מוזק so why do the Torah say המייס יראי that's in the case what the reason is but Albert is not good anymore. But Umiyu in Messasheir Om Rabbonam Be'ati Shepot Tiloi Machmas Habeya Meis Deim Beki Lehomis Aval Huzak Chayev Di Be'ati Shepan Ezokno. So here on this Rashi there is important Chiddush. We say that if a Sheir falls into a Be'er that is only 9 foot deep, is potter. Why? Is it a din or it's a mitzias? We say it's a mitzias because the Chachomim determined that in less than 10 tefachim you cannot die. So if somebody dies, he dies from a heart attack. You cannot establish any connection. Any connection. But if he's huzak not meis, then he's mechuyev to pay. then he's mechuyev to pay. And the lesson of Rashi is to lay machmas abeyemes. Why do we say that there is no tashlumin in case of a mess in the bear test? Because since a bear requires a depth of 10 trochim, not a minus a person, so if we see somebody falls into the bear, so if somebody falls in the bear, and so we attribute that to the bear. But if it's less than 10 tefachim, then we cannot say he died because of fall. It's just a coincidence that he died at the time when he fell into the bear. But he would have had the same heart attack if he hadn't fallen into the bear. So Mele Yisrael. Anyway, from Rashi's Loshnis Mashma, Omir Imeis Hasheir, Omer Rabbonim Bebeir Tisha Potter, Delon Nachmas Abemis. So the reason is why the bear test is potter, because he didn't die from the bear, so why should he be high? But he died. He just died. It was a coincidence. He has to die somewhere, so he just died. While he fell into the bear. But the bear, the falling the bear is not a cause of death. He would have died anyway. He died from a heart. That's Rashi. And that's a very important question. It's not so pushed. In Sanhedrin,
what would be the other possibility?
The other possibility is, no, he died because of a bear. But since the wound in the ear is that he shouldn't die, so the moon is torn. Or, because he didn't die from the bear. In other words, there is halacha of yesh b'kilom. Now let's see a lashon hara. There are two possibilities. How to explain Be'er Yud? The Rambam in Chatzir Chesheres Nefesh says Rambam in Per Gimel Mechzerzeh Shmeres Nefesh Haloch Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vov discusses the din that Baritzeach we have to be made whether the Akoy is Yeish Bikilomis or the Akoy is Ein Bikilomis. So the Rambam says in Per Gimel Mechzerzeh Shmeres Nefesh Haloch Aleph Hamakes Chavir Bizodin Be'evenei Beitz Ve'imisei Ein Din Dova Sheikol Be'i Mokim Sheikol. אם רואו איסי חיפס ואומס בי וזהו אין אירו שנבא ואבן יד אשי אומס בו איקו ובכלייס אשי אומס בו איקו עד שיהיה בגיל אומס ונדלי ממקיל, ליבל מקיל הרכסים אין שנדע לוחה of that when somebody is mocky person we have to be made where the הכוי is יהיה בגיל אומס עד הוא ובין אמא אשי אומס בו מכאן שאין די מקיל המקי וכשם שאין די מחיפת שאיקו בוי ומקיל המקי כחים דמקיח, הכוי ישנם הבבן יד, מכאן שמשאר המסייד. אין די מזיר הקרן בחבר בריחוק שתי עמיס, וזיר די בריחוק עשר, שבריחוק עשר יקריך או יסר. ואין די מזיר בריחוק עשר, וזיר בריחוק מאיר, שבריחוק עמוקים בייסר, ישמה את כך הכוי. וכן משאר עם המק עצמו, ומשאר עם כך הירג, וכך הנהרג, אם הוא גודל ריקוטו מחוזות וחולי שבורי וחיר לכן תאיץ בזה שנאמר השני עומס בו אין לי מייסו כדרך שאין דין ואיץ רב תרם במיישן סומני פסוקים אמין דיס פסוקים המיישן תין מחילתי that if somebody is מכה הכוי שאין בי כאילו יעק והכה יש אין לו הומס יש פה what do we need according to Rashi Rashi says here Rashi says here in the second pshat, "Umiu imeis hasheir." Omer Rabbanu Bebeir Tisha Potter. The one machmas habeir meis, just a coincidence. He died from a heart attack. So what do we need a pasuk for? We need a pasuk that when a person dies because of a heart attack, coincidentally at a time he falls into the bear, that the one who pushed him into the bear is potter. Of course he's potter. Of course he's potter. And of course he's potter. So Mele, why does Rashi need a pasuk? But we see from the Rambam that there is more than one pasuk. There is one pasuk that we have to be in the Hakoi itself, whether it can kill or not. Then we have to, they have another pasuk that we have to be in it on the basis of the kind of Igufias. If it is a stronger person, so then he requires much more Akoyas in order to die from it. If it's a weaker person, he requires less Akoyas to die from them. What is the Rambam to mention Pesukim? Now let's see again. V'chein haloch ha-zayin. V'chein ha-deich efes chavirem reish ha-dak v'nof ha-romeis mish'ar in gid ha-amokin shepi umoro v'kiech ha-nitchan shem deme b'yemi shenof ha-al v'godlo shenof ha-al. Minayin shenish'ar in gid ha-amokin שנאמר, אם בשביל ידיכם, ויירה לי דזבן פרוקנט רמב״ם, שכל מוקים שהם בגלל זה עשרות פרוחים, אין בגלל הומיס, כמו שאומרו בבי עלי הם בהי. So where did Rambam get that if somebody kills another person by pushing him off the roof, so he have to be aimed the height of the roof from this halach. From this halach. Because by Bayer we see that if somebody dies from falling into a bear, and the bear was less than 20 tvachim, so he's potter. So here too, if somebody pushes down another person into a bay of tears, is also potter. And the same thing applies to a man. In other words, just as a bear, in order to they should have hakoyi pil homis, so must have a depth of 10 tvachim. So if he pushes off a person from a mountain, only if he pushes him off from a cliff that has a height of 10 tvachim, he equates it to the anyway. You see from the Rambam that the thing that 10 tvachim or more is chayav nisei, and less than tvachim is potter, is based completely on the aloch of hakoyi she'ibid lamis. And sigdos hakos, but from Rashi it's mashma not its way. From Rashi it's mashma that it's misasro, he says, lav machos ha-beir nis. So what is the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi here? Rashi here says the feirish, not says as a cost, but we say that a person didn't die from the bear, he died from a heart attack. It was just a coincidence. And the Rambam Shita is that he died from the bear, but still he's potter. So why is he potter? The answer is that there is a cost of that when somebody kills another person, business to be in it, to assess whether this kind of akoye a person can die. Of course, Bezin determines that. So if there is any possibility that it can die, so then it's considered like that he killed him. But if the wound then is that he shouldn't die, even if he died, so it's not because we say that he didn't die from the bear. If we see somebody falls into a bear and dies, so we attribute it to the bear. But since it is so rare that the wounded before would be, he shouldn't die. So even if he dies, he's potter. Even if he dies, he's potter. Now, let's see another Rambam. But it's mashma, just from this Rambam alone, that Rashi is here, that Rambam is here, can Rashi. Rashi explains the halacha of Yehibir Lomis on the basis of Mitzvahs. Because if it's in Bilami, so he didn't die from the bear. As Rashi says, the Feresh, Kilmoy Machmas HaBeir Meis. And the Kron Rambam, no, if we see he dies, even though Dum Delech HaTchil was, he shouldn't die. He didn't anticipate such a rare phenomenon. But when we see he dies, then we say he died from the Kron. But why didn't we see it before? There are many things we don't see before. But later on, we say that he died from that he died from the akoye. That's my quality. Even though he so why is he part of that? Because the Umdan is he shouldn't die. The Umdan is he shouldn't die. Now there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Rav of David. There is a loche in Sanhedrin or Kame of Tomil Lecheskiye. What's the law of the Lecheskiye? The law of Kondramne. In other words, if somebody throws a chetz to kill a person, or Elishus Rabin, Yizirik Chetz, Elishus Rabin, Dalet Ames, and then in the course of its motion, the Dalet Ames, it is Kiriya Siroim Balachosim, it tears, let's say, a silken cloth, so he doesn't have to pay, because Kondramne, because of throwing a chetz in the tchilas dalet seit dalet is chayv mitzvah. So in mele is part of the shlut. In osin yiye no yonish. No yosin is yonish. In other words, if the behemo is the parasha of behemo ho, so only So if somebody kills the vlodes, so he has to pay the vlodes. But suppose, together with killing the vlodes, he kills the woman, so there's a chiyuv misa of ritzeach. So the mele, the halacha of kol d'rabne, he doesn't have to pay the bnei vlodes to the baal. Suppose he kills the woman, but shalei b'kavona, he doesn't mean to. So there is Tom Lechaskis Allah. Mak Odom Mak Behemo. Ma Mak Behemo. Rechalak the baby in Shiik Lemezit. Repeat in Tashlom Lechayv Tashlom Enaf Mak Odom. Rechal Reb in Shiik Lemezit. Lechayv Tashlom and repeat in Tashlom. So the Allah is Chayod and Mis Shiik in Mis Turin Tashlom. Turin Tashlom. So the Ram mentions to this. Suppose the person with the salt the woman and he would kill the lovers, and when he sold the woman he'll assault her with a koyish in bucket lungs, but she died anyway. Does he have to pay for the lovers or not? So there is a machlekes between the Rav of David and the Chiddusha. The fine test on the base. Here is a rab of Dovizal, the Cheski or Israel in Rabloza, the Omad Matzish in Misa Kosundabe, and the Matzish Lady Misa, shall a hoya beke the homies, the Akose, or if you hawk is an elder, he shall potter a law. Kidin is Havla Kisa al Mosnov, shall a hoya the homies, the potter. Abel, Suppose Ruvain would hit Shimon. And then would kill. And he would tear the bodim of Shimon. Or he had some chattels with him. While he hits him, he would damage his godim, his suitcase, and so on. But he hit him with a koye shein begilamis. But he died anyway. So I call it Avraham David, and suppose he would do it b'sheyik. He did it amazing, he was mischave. But a koye shein begilamis. But he died anyway. And he damaged his body. So Avraham David says he doesn't have to pay it for the yoshim, for the godim either. Why? Because common rabbi, but he's not chayv misa. He was mischaven to hit him, but he was mischaven to, he assaulted him with a question arms, just he hit him over the shoulder and he died. Don't believe when you hit over the shoulder you don't die. But he died. And he was magic his god. So Rabbi David says he doesn't have to pay for the godin to the yoshim of the person. Doesn't have to pay because Tom Yecheskes Allah. Then the Ram is Chilik and Rav of David. He says, what's bearing does Tom Yecheskes Allah have on this? Tom Yecheskes Allah is a bearing if somebody throws a ches. It's Chilas Dalla the same Dalla. And Bishedik is not Chayvis, but he tears Roim Balachose in his potter. Because since the Mazi, he would be Chayv Mise and it would patter him of Tashim. And because from the Ramne, so Mele Bishayek is also potter. But here the Ram says, if he hit him over the shoulder and he died, it's a Koreshimi Gedalamis. So Mele didn't die from that hit, from that assault over the shoulder. He died from a heart attack. So what kind of Kom the Ram need? So what's the Shite of Ram? So there's the Machlekes. The same Machlekes is between Rashi and Rambam. Rashi says here, Umiu in Meis Hashir of Rabban Beatisho Potter. The real Mach was Adonis. The Shir died from a heart attack. That's the sheet of the Ranals, and the Ranals said it first. In other words, suppose he assaulted a woman and he killed the Vlades and she also died. But the way he assaulted the woman is Sakoya Shein Lomps. The woman to me is he shouldn't die. He hit her over the shoulder and then he killed the Vlades and she died. So does he have to pay the made Vlades to the Baal? So according to Avraham David, he's potter. Because in lo yosei onish yonish, but in yosei, if the woman dies, lo yonish come down, he also died. And we don't say that she died from a heart attack. We say she died because of Akoya. Maybe it was a mean of Zev is a girl. Maybe if she didn't have a weak heart or if she didn't have a heart attack, so then this Akoya over the shoulder wouldn't have killed her. But in view of the fact that she had a heart attack a few minutes before, some male at Akoya of the shoulder was the straw that killed that broke the camel's back. So it's also he did die from it. But so according to Rabbi, in other words, briefly, the machlekes we have exhaust a kosov that a koye shein bekid lahomi is potter of misa. According to Rashi, the exhaust a kosov is only declaratory of the mitzvahs. In other words, if we see a person hits the other person over the shoulder and he dies, so then we say he didn't die from that. Why did he die? It would have happened anyway. it just becomes sense. So Mele is not shy to say, if he hits the woman with HaKoyesh Emi Gromis and she kills the brothers and the woman dies, he shouldn't pay for the brothers. Why not? Am Dramne didn't die from it, just a coincidence. And that's the Ranshi. And the Rav of Dovitz is no. If we see that the woman dies when he hits her on the shoulder, then we have to say she died from that. Maybe there was another factor because she was very sick, she had a weak heart. But without this hitting, she wouldn't have died. So why is the part of Mises a special sacrifice? If the Akoya is so slight that the wonder of the experts is he shouldn't die, so even though he died, it's always better. There's the Rambam sheet. Now, the Rambam mentions at the Feirash that HaKodesh Emi Gromis is not as Rasha says. Let's say when a Sheya falls into a Be'er Tes, so Lo Machnas HaBe'er Meis. But since it's an unusual thing, can the woman believe he shouldn't die, so Mele, the Torah patterns it. The Rambam says in the Feirash, in the Chassidus Gemara, the Rambam tells you, "Vayz mechas niskimamei halochet esvot." Also, tell Gavaya b'shusarabim imach b'do abeim olomaisa. Ino yogavaya asor atvochim chayav lishalom. Ino yopoches maasor poter al misas abeim. Avol imhusko bulvat chayav lishalom. Yizek shalom. Va'afilu b'tel Gavaya kolshu. Oy b'chfire kolshu. Sha'anezek. Bechol shehu dova motzu v'yadua v'in hamisa bechol shehu, let's say be'a pachas miyut mitzuyo v'hareinu pnei enes. She doesn't say v'hareinu mes mitzara be'a v'hareinu pnei enes. It's an unusual thing, it's a dova pala, it's an unusual thing. So the Rambam says it explicitly that the aloha thing is not because we say, as Rashi explains it, Lo machnas habeir meis, just a coincidence. No, we don't say it's a coincidence. He died from that. Could be that he said it's a geir, he had a weak heart, he had a heart attack at that time or before, so it also was a contributing factor. But the akoye is the straw that breaks the camel's back. So he should be chayav. And we couldn't patter him because the Rambam is a Lashon Onus. It doesn't mean Onus Mitzadonus Rachmanet Patr. He means it's an unusual thing. It's an unusual thing. So the Torah patter him. So the Lashon Rambam. The Lashon Rambam is Pirek Shlishi Milchas Atzira Shmos Nefesh. Hamakes Chavire Bizodei בייבן אל בייץ וימיסי אין דין דבר שיקור בוי ומוקים שיקור אוף. What does Rambam say? המקס חבירה ביזוני. המקס חבירה אין דנס. There is הלוך הפרציע במזי. There is הלוך הפרציע בשייק. So what does Rambam say? המקס חבירה ביזוני. We are in it. So it's משמע that the whole הלוך of הכל ישן בגילומיס that is פותר. It's learned out from Tzuki, Bechlei Eben, and so on. Sheyivik Lomis. So is because it's a cause of only Gaberitzia Benezit, the Gaberitzia. But by Golas, it doesn't make any difference. If somebody Bishayik will kill a person Bishayik, because it Bishayik with Akoya Sheyivik Lomis, he's also high cost. That we could say only according to Rambam Shite. That HaKodesh Emi Gromis is not because we come to the conclusion the person didn't die from the Akoye, it was just a coincidence, he died from a heart attack. If the reason is because we say he died from heart attack, so let's say Abishayik, why should we hire Golos? No, because the Rambam Shiti is, if he dies, so we say he died from the Akoye. But how could one die from Akoye by hitting him on the shoulder? That's the fact, can't help. sold by it. It's yet amazing there is a special halacha even when he's mischave to kill him by eating all the shomer. And he dies, he's still potter, because the reason he is, he shouldn't die. But by shame, there is no such thing as a kosher. There is no such thing as a kosher. So that's the machleket between Rashi and the Rambam, is the same machleket as between the Rav of David and the Rambam. Rav of David is like the Rambam. But he said Ptur, so maybe it's like Chayom Mishayegim, so it's coming the Ram. And the Ram is like Rashi. With that we can understand one more thing.
Where is this halacha about the Gullus in the Rambam?
He doesn't mention Akoyesh Yehish Lohomis the Gabishay, but in Pershlishi he emphasizes Hamakes Chaveri Bizode. Why Bizode? Hamakes Chaveri Zode Shevek Endi. Of course, if it's Bizode.